Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host Tom Haynes, and tonight is today is episode 20 podcasts, answering all sorts of questions about the academy, about air traffic control in general, what it's like to work in a tower, what it's like to work in a center. Today, I kind of want to touch on something that I took care of or talked about 10 episodes ago. And that episode was, how do I prepare for the academy? And so this is kind of along those same lines, but more in the what do I concentrate on day to day in the academy. And it's not really the question I want to deal with, but it's kind of that. In looking at the Discord server and chats that are on Discord about the academy, and I don't say a whole lot in those chats. I'm looking, seeing what kind of questions people are asking, how they're dealing with being at the academy, this type of thing. And one thing that's come up that I want to talk about and discuss is the idea of giving yourself a score on all the practice runs that you make. Because I've seen this multiple times, dealt with it multiple times, not just on the Discord chat, but when I was at the academy as an instructor, as a lead, an A lead. You know, sometimes I would have students that would just ask me, you know, what would the score be on this? And I know there are some instructors who will give you an answer to that if you ask. And at one point, they do go over what each of the errors is worth, both in non-radar and in radar. But to me, it's the wrong question to ask. It's the wrong way to look at the practice scenarios that they give you. After you've run a scenario, whether it's non-radar or radar, I don't want you thinking about what your score on that particular scenario would be for a couple of reasons. Number one, the score doesn't matter. They don't keep score during the practice scenarios. And number two, I don't want you focused so much on what your score would have been, but on what you did wrong and what you did right. Try to keep track of the errors that you make. What type of errors are they? Are you making phraseology errors? Are you making procedural errors? Are you making separation errors? And keep track of those so that you know what to work on. That's what you need to get out of the practice scenarios. What are your strengths? What are you doing right? And what do you need to work on? You don't need to focus on what the score would have been, because it doesn't matter. There are only 5 scores on the problems, on the scenarios that matter. The 2 non-radar evals and the 3 radar evals. Those are the only scores that matter. I don't want you, while you're going through the practice scenarios, to be worried about what your score might have been. Because if you start to get 70s and 80s, then in your head, you might begin to think that that's all you need to do in order to pass. That's why I don't look at scores. I don't want you to get to the point where you feel like you've already passed. I would rather you focus on getting better each time you walk into the lab, whether it's the non-radar lab or the radar lab. Every time you sit down to run a problem, I want you to get better than you were the previous problem. If you do that, then the scores will take care of themselves. And by the time you get to the evals, you will be confident. You will have confidence in yourself that you have made mistakes during the practice. And that's fine. Everybody will. But you've learned from it. The only mistake that I don't want you to make is not to learn from the errors that you make. And so if you concentrate on what your score would have been in each scenario, then you miss the point. The point is not the score. The point is to learn. The point is to get better. The point is to get more confident. The point is to know that when you go in those last 2 days, that you're going to come out with a job. And that doesn't come from making 80s on practice scenarios. It comes from making mistakes on practice scenarios. Having some practice scenarios that would have been down in the 20s. Because you make one of those, you have a couple of runs like that, I guarantee you, you're going to practice. I guarantee you, you're going to get better. I guarantee you, you're going to have the mindset that you're not going to let that happen again. And that is what you need in order to get through the academy. You don't need clean sheets on all your practice runs and all your practice scenarios. You're not going to. I've never seen a student do it. But I've seen some that could come close. But it didn't matter. It does not matter what happens to you in the practice scenarios as long as you learn from them. And this same thing goes for when you're practicing or when you are training at your first facility. As a trainer, I didn't expect my trainees to be perfect, whether it was working in the tower or working in the center. But what I did expect from them was to be prepared and to please not to keep making the same mistake over and over. That shows me that you're not striving to get better. And that's all you have to show me as a trainee. That's all you have to show me as a student. Is that you are striving to get better. And that you want to get better. Because if you have that attitude, you will succeed. Whether it's at the academy or whether it's at your first facility. Or whether it's at your second or third facility for that matter. Always strive to get better. Always. Never be content with how good you've become. Because I can tell you, after 30 plus years as a controller and 5 years as an instructor at the academy, you can always get better. And when you've gotten to the point where you think you can't get better, that's when you become dangerous. as a controller. And that's when I really don't want to work beside you, because that means that I'm going to have to make up for something that you're going to do because you think you don't need to learn anymore. 30 years of controlling airplanes. I am still, to this day, learning things. There were things that I saw a coworker do a week ago I hadn't seen before. What a great way to handle some extra traffic. I'm still learning. I'll be 61 in 2 months. Actually, 8 weeks from today. And I'm still learning. And I still want to learn. And that goes not just for air traffic. That goes for other areas of my life as well. And that's what you need to do as a student, as an air traffic controller. Never be content with where you are. Always strive to be better. Whether it's on the job or whether it's at home. I'm always striving to be better. As a dad, my two daughters are grown now. They're young women. But I still want to be a better dad. I've been married for over 35 years to the same woman, and I still want to be a better husband. That striving to be better is not just air traffic control. It's in every area of my life, and it should be in every area of your life. And if you're willing to do that, then I can tell you right now, you have what it takes to be an air traffic controller. That's one thing the FAA is very good at. They don't want you to get into mindset that what worked today is going to work every single time. They want you to learn that what worked today will work tomorrow, but you're going to have to tweak it. You're going to have to change it just a little bit to make it work. Because the traffic situation isn't going to be exactly the same. It never is. It may have the same call signs, but it's never the same exact traffic situation. It's not going to be at the academy. It's not going to be at your first facility. And it won't ever be. No matter how many facilities you work in. So when you're going through the academy, learn something every day. Get better at something every day. If you do that, then when the time comes when the scores do matter, you will be able to step up and get the scores that you need. And that you want. Believe me, getting an 85 or a 90 or a clean sheet even, it's a great confidence builder, but it doesn't count. It doesn't count. That's like hitting a great shot in practice. I've had some great practices when I was playing soccer, both in high school, college, club soccer, playing for my school. It didn't matter. I've had some great practices. And I've had some pretty lousy practices. I've had great games. And I've had some fairly lousy games. And then I got into coaching. And found the real fun was just starting. Trying to get players to understand that they could take chances. Whether it was practice, I wanted my players to take chances in games, tournament games. It didn't matter to me. I wanted them to be feel free enough that they could do what they thought was right in that moment without worrying about what I was going to say about it. And that works in air traffic just as much as it worked in soccer. It'll work in every aspect of your life just as much as it works in air traffic. So when you're there at the academy and you're in a practice scenario, do your best. But also, make decisions. Practice making decisions. It's the only way you're going to get better at it. Stretch yourself. Try things. Because it's practice. The one thing I would never suggest for any student at the academy to do is to try something in a graded scenario that they had not tried in practice. So use the practice scenarios to try everything you can think of. You hear me? In the practice scenarios, try everything. Try everything. That way, you have more tools at your disposal during the evals than someone who's been so afraid to get something wrong during the practice that they don't try anything. Okay? It's so important, and yet I can guarantee you it's going to be hard for you as a student to wrap your head around it. But it is important that you do. Do not try anything in the eval. If you have your evals coming up, do not try anything in those evals that you have not done before and that you have not successfully done before. Keep it simple. If you're in the practice scenarios, radar or non-radar, it doesn't matter. If you're in the practice scenarios, try stuff. Try different things. Try different ways to solve a problem. Don't always climb a guy to solve a confliction. Try descending them. Try rerouting them. Try all sorts of stuff. So that when it comes time and they're going to keep score, whether you like it or not, they're going to keep score. But if you have tried stuff and different ways to solve things that come up in practice, then you can use them when it counts. So that's my advice for today. When it comes down to it, take each day at the academy as that day. Don't be looking ahead. Do what you need to do each day. And if it's studying for the next test, study for the next test. If it's practicing scenarios, practice scenarios. When you're practicing at home with your classmates, try different things. Don't do it the same way you did it in the non-radar lab or in the radar lab. Try different things. Try to solve it a different way. Watch your classmates and see how they solve it. You're going to have a couple of opportunities in the radar lab to watch your classmates run problems. And you'll get to watch the instructors run a problem. Watch how they solve things. And then ask them, why did you do it that way? Oh, it might work better. Don't try it. If any eval, unless you've done it yourself, not just seen it done by someone else. Don't do it unless you have done it yourself. So it's your responsibility to take each day in the labs and try something new. They force you in the radar lab to do something new each day. And they'll do it in the non-radar lab too. So take each day as it comes. Yes, those three runs at the end are important. That's 66 points worth. 66 points out of the 100 that they offer you on those last 2 days of the 12 weeks. But don't be focused so much on those last 2 days that you miss the opportunity to learn and to grow during those 56 days or 57 days that come before those last two. If you stay so focused on the last two that you miss the growing during the 57 before that, then those last 2 days are not going to be good days for you. I guarantee it. Take each day as it comes. Learn what you need to learn that day. Get better at what you need to get better at that day. Study for a test that you need to study for that day, and then go on to the next one. Don't take any of it for granted. Get the points that you can get when you can get them. The FAA is willing to give them to you. They want to give you 20 points on a test. Get as much of that as you can. They offer you 14 points in the non-radar. Get as much of it as you can. Don't worry about radar until you're done getting those 14 points on the non-radar evals. Then you can start worrying about radar. Then you can start worrying about the phraseology for pointouts, the phraseologies for giving releases off of Greenwood instead of clearances. That's when you can worry about that. You'll have plenty of time to worry about that. Take each day as it comes. Don't look past the next thing that's coming. Whether it's a test, whether it's non-radar evals, whether it's another test during radar, or whether it's learning from what you did yesterday. If you do that, then you will not only have a good future at the academy, you'll have a good future in your career as an air traffic controller. So having said all that, in the past, I've had an offer for you to go to sidebysideatc.com/success to get the top 10 tips that I have for getting through the academy. Hold off on that. We're in the process of changing our website, changing our host, actually, and changing the host for these podcasts as well. So hold off on that. If you have a question, if you're at the academy and have questions, then email me. It'll still be the same email. Tom Haynes, H-A-N-E-S, is how you spell my last name. Despite what it says in some of the transcripts, AI doesn't really know how to spell my last name. But it's Tom Haynes, H-A-N-E-S, at sidebysideatc.com. If you have a question, if you want to talk, if you want the top 10 tips that I have for getting through the academy, I can get that to you. Email me, and then I'll let you know when we have the website set up again. If you're interested in the coaching program that we offer, email me. We'll set it up. Okay? We'll take care of you. My heart, my mission is to help as many of you students get through the academy, as many of you trainees get through training as I possibly can. That is the reason I do this. So, if you know someone who might be interested, give them my email. Hit like for the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. Send them information about the podcast, because you're the way we get that information out. So remember, not just at the academy, but in life, take each day as it comes. Learn from it, grow from it, and be better tomorrow than you were today. You do that, and not only will you have a great career as a controller, you'll have a great career as a leader, and you'll have a great life at home. And that is what really matters. So thank you again for listening. Hope we touched on some things that you need. Hopefully there's someone out there that needed to hear what I talked about tonight. And I thank you so much for listening and continuing to listen. And you guys have a great day, and we'll talk again.